This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Donald Trump's company and its longtime finance chief were charged Thursday in what prosecutors called a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office unveiled charges against former President Donald Trump's company Thursday, charging the Trump Organization and its finance chief in what prosecutor Carrie Dunn termed a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. According to prosecutors, Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg allegedly received more than $1.7 million in off-the-books compensation that included apartment rent, car payments, and school tuition. Trump Organization attorney Alan Feuerfass had a different take.
I believe the political forces driving today's events are just that.
The Trump Organization and CFO Weisselberg pleaded not guilty. Former President Donald Trump was not charged at this stage of the investigation. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden on Thursday offered comfort to the grieving and federal support for the ongoing efforts to search for the missing and rebuild after last week's collapse of a high-rise condominium building along the Florida coastline. Biden, responding to what appeared to be the deadliest calamity of his young presidency, also met with first responders hunting for survivors amidst the rubble in Surfside. In a briefing, the president said that this is a life and death situation in which everyone is helping out however they can.
Just a simple act of everybody doing whatever needs to be done really makes a difference.
Biden and his wife Jill arrived in Florida a week after the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers South beachfront condominium, killed at least 18 people and left 145 missing. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld voting restrictions in the state of Arizona. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The vote was 6-3. The court reversed a decision by a federal appeals court that said the measures disproportionately affect Black, Hispanic, and Native American voters in violation of a part of the landmark Voting Rights Act. Justice Samuel Alito wrote for the conservative majority, Arizona's interest in the integrity of elections justified the measures, and the changes don't affect minority voters enough to prove a violation of law. In a scathing dissent, Justice Elena Kagan wrote, the court has rewritten an order to weaken a statute that stands as a monument to America's greatness. This will set off new calls by Democrats to pass federal voting rights legislation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday named Republican Representative Liz Cheney and seven Democrats to a new select committee to investigate the violent January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Representative Benny Thompson, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, will lead the panel. It will investigate what went wrong around the Capitol when hundreds of supporters of then-President Donald Trump broke into the building, hunted for lawmakers, and interrupted the congressional certification of Democrat Joe Biden's election victory. Cheney, a Republican from Wyoming, said in a statement she is honored to serve on the committee and that Congress is obligated to conduct a full investigation of the most serious attack on our Capitol since 1814. Turkey formally withdrew Thursday from a landmark international treaty protecting women from violence, though President Recep Tayyip Erdogan insisted it will not be a step backwards for women. Erdogan ended the country's participation in the Council of Europe's Istanbul Convention through a surprise overnight decree in March, prompting condemnation from women's rights groups and Western countries. A court appeal to stop the withdrawal was rejected this week. The leader announced his action plan for combating violence against women Thursday, which includes goals such as reviewing judicial processes, improving protection services, and gathering data on violence. Women, LGBT groups, and allies have been protesting the decision. Nigeria's parliament on Thursday voted to approve a long-delayed oil and gas law that aims to attract new foreign investment in the OPEC country's petroleum industry. The bill aims to provide a clearer framework and simplify taxes and royalties for oil companies working in Nigeria, which usually produces around 1.9 million barrels per day. You can find more on our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.